If you look at the Department of Defense organizational structure, the Business Transformation Agency reports to the DCMO team, the Deputy Chief Management Officer team. So as we got ready to go through the upcoming disestablishment of the Business Transformation Agency and the current director, David Fisher, left to go take another job at the at GAO, it only seemed natural that since part of the disestablishment is where the work goes and some of the work comes to us and we're the organization that looks after them, that I should go ahead and step in and serve as the director too, so I can help the disestablishment happen effectively.
Gee, I always wondered if there would be an opportunity to say anti-disestablishmentarianism on the radio. Now I've gotten out of my system. But in some ways, you're really for this agency like the undertaker. They've delivered you the body, but your job is to bury it. So what?
Wow.
How do you go about that task?
Yeah, I'd rather look at it slightly different, since we are talking about a lot of really super people. You know, images of burials and stuff is probably not the best thing. But you're absolutely right. I mean, two main focuses in taking over. The disestablishment of the Business Transformation Agency is set to be done by June 30th. And in a few minutes, if you want to, we can talk more about what that means. But so over the next 5 or 6 months, there's a lot of really important work that's going on and a lot of really great people. The work will continue on, and that will happen through the way the work migrates to the receiving organizations. And so, you know, I have two main goals, is to make sure that we continue to make the progress in the transformation of the defense business space, and also do everything in my power to help make sure all the people that work there that have made such great contributions to the nation get placed and have jobs and futures.
Yeah, you put it the way I was going to ask, which is, even though the BTA as a group is going away, the small business, small B, small T business transformation still continues. Will some of the same people do that work under the auspices of the remaining organization?
Yeah, absolutely. The department from the secretary on down is very committed to this, you know, repurposing transformation of our business processes across the department. You hear it in every speech he gives about the need to find efficiencies and make ourselves more effective across the support structure of the department so we can invest in the warfighting mission of the department. And this disestablishment is one of those pieces. And so what will end up happening is the work that the Business Transformation Agency does is sort of in three parts. There's a task force for business support operations that does a lot of work in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that will, you know, stay whole in its entirety and be looked after by the Washington headquarters services here that takes care of the folks in the Pentagon. And then the rest of the BTA work, and that's a small piece of the work, but the majority of the work that's done by them is divided into two parts. There are a number of big business systems that are managed, acquired, overseen by the Business Transformation Agency. That system development and deployment work will transfer to the Defense Logistics Agency. So we have a long-standing defense agency with a great history and a proven track record of delivering big business systems and logistics and ERPs and things like that. And so the big systems work will move to DLA. And of course, they will need people to do the work. And so our hope is that most of the people doing that work can be placed in jobs there. And then the other half of the work that's done by the Business Transformation Agency is the, you know, business enterprise architecture, end-to-end process mapping, process improvement work, strategy, policy, integration, oversight. Those types of functions will come and move to the Office of the Deputy Chief Management Officer, my other day job, working for Beth McGrath. And, you know, and so a lot's happened. The five-year run of the BTA has been a great success, and a lot has improved since the early days of financial management modernization and business management modernization. But again, the world has changed, and, you know, there was no office of the Deputy Chief Management Officer at that time. Now there's a statutory position, and now there's the opportunity to sort of bring that part of the work over here with us, find some efficiencies in doing that, take the work that the BTA has started on the, you know, taking some of these big, difficult systems and making progress on those, and help embed that in a command that also already exists, the Defense Logistics Agency, and find some efficiencies in doing that. So that will be our work ahead. You know, keep the good work going. There are several of the systems that are just really making great progress, and so we want to make sure that they keep going, and then, again, take care of all the people as we walk through the next 5 months of working to the new two teams.
Well, I think we have a pretty good idea now, thanks to you, for what's going to be happening to the BTA folks and where they're going to be going to. But your office, your other day job, as you put it, is going to be absorbing a lot of this. So what happens to the people who are already there? How is this going to change everything from the logistics to, I don't know, just the environment and the relationships within the office?
Yeah, well, the good news, again, is that, you know, they're sort of our kids already. So the Business Transformation Agency is sort of, you know, just like the DoD CIO works very closely with the Defense Information Systems Agency, and the logistics part of the Undersecretary for Acquisition Technology Logistics works with the Defense Logistics Agency. The Business Transformation Agency is sort of the hands and feet for the office of the DCMO. And frankly, since the DCMO team has only been in place for a couple of years, you know, it's a very small team right now. I mean, we're a dozen or less. And so the bringing over of 100 or more, you know, civilian positions will help to flesh out this organization to be like the other undersecretary level positions in the, you know, the Secretary of the Defense organization. So I think for our part of it, it will be more about trying to prioritize on the important work that needs to be done and making sure we get the right skill sets and right people in place to help do that. And they're folks we already know, and they already know us because we all work together very closely. As an example, you know, we have a director for continuous process improvement. He's the director for all of the Lean Six Sigma work across the department. But the people that he uses to get the work done, the master black belts and stuff, are BTA employees. So this will be sort of a natural marriage and moving forward of the work that they've been doing in support of us already.
We're speaking with Dave Wennergren, the Assistant Deputy Chief Management Officer and the final director of DOD's Business Transformation Agency. And you are not only a longtime federal manager, you're also a student of federal management. What's the larger lesson here in the rise and now the disestablishment of the BTA? What can we infer from how people should conduct careers, for example, or how to approach an ongoing problem?
Well, you know, it's a fascinating question, right? So change is ever facing us, and the pace of change is ever increasing. And as you look towards the future, I think in so many things that we see across this information management space, strategic management space, you know, the world won't look like it does today. And so being able to be extremely adept and agile is crucially important. And you know, there's this sort of theory that I've seen repeat itself over and over again, that many times, and, you know, it's written about in a lot of books like The Innovator's Dilemma, many times the new idea can't take root in the existing organization. So new initiatives begin outside of the fabric of the organization, and, you know, so that you can get escape velocity, if you will, from the status quo. But in order for them to have longevity, they need to fold themselves back into the actual processes of the department. I give you as an example the work that we'll be doing on IT acquisition reform, one of our big priorities this year. Right? I mean, you know, new ideas and piloting and all that is crucially important to the first steps of it. But in the end, it has to fold its way into the existing requirements, contracting, budget processes of the organization, or else it won't have longevity beyond the initial leadership. So as you see this continuing evolution, I think what you've seen is, in essence, a greater emphasis of, you know, institutionalizing this change agenda, right? I mean, you have a, you know, you have an undersecretary level position in the deputy chief management officer that didn't exist a couple of years ago. You got a great person in Beth McGrath doing that job. So there's this structure within the Secretary of Defense that's devoted towards business transformation. So I think we should look at it less that, you know, the agency came and then the agency went, as more and more about that there's this continuing path that will be going on as we find new and better ways to get business done. And that's going to be a fact of life for people in federal careers, you know. Get the right skill sets, do a great job, keep your eye to the organization and where it's heading and where its priorities are, and recognize the fact that, you know, jobs may change, but super people will continue to find great opportunities to excel.